Fred Film Radio from Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Angela Cherby, Fred Film Radio from the Berlinale. I'm here with Yuval Abraham and Basil Adra, two of the directors of the film No Other Land. Good afternoon.
First of all,
good afternoon. Thank you.
Your film is a documentary about. It's really about the Palestinian situation that started back in the days and how it is now. And you are, the film is made by eight ends, so four people. I want to ask you first, how did you work and how come that this relationship started, professional relationship started?
Professional relationship started like 5 years ago when Yuval and Rachel, the other Israeli director, came to Musafer Yatat, where I live, me and Hamdan. And they came for journalism work to write about what's going on in the area. And step by step, people start to come more and more to the area. And we Hamdan, actually, the other director, brought on this initiative that let's do a movie about what's happening. Let's address this situation, the political situation, in a movie, because it's hard to tell this story, like, of the community in journalism way, in articles and this. We wanted to tell the whole political solution, the whole story of my community in a documentary. And this is how we started. It's the first experience for all of us, actually. And this is how we start. We got the archive footage from the past and the our cameras that we hold in our hands. And we have the Rachel who's filming us, me and Yuval and Hamdan.
And Bazad, you started documenting video this situation since many years ago, and your parents did as well too. So you had like tons of materials to choose from. How did you work for choosing the material to show?
Wasn't easy. There is a lot of footage and a lot. I think it's important to choose. But in the end of the day, we had to take a lot of this footage out because we need to build the story to make it easy for the people to understand and to show this like footage in a story and to make these videos and the clips and archive to fit in each other to be like one story.
Mm-hmm. Yuval, you come from Israel and you are how is the perception of your work in Israel, of this work in Israel? I mean, because this situation now is getting even more complicated than before, so...
Yeah. If I'm honest with you, the perception in the majority of the society is that I am a sort of traitor for the society, or that I am, some people would say, you know, quote-unquote, helping the enemy. This is the way that I will be portrayed. But for me, you know, I am completely against the occupation, and I believe that we need a political solution. And I look at the way me and Basel are unequal. We are living under a system, obviously, where I am under civilian law and Basel is under military law. This is a system that today there is a big consensus in human rights organizations that it is labeled as apartheid because of that, because it's two systems of law controlled by one state. And I'm against that. And I think today, it's frowned upon in Israeli society, but if they call me a traitor, it's okay, because if I don't do it, I will be a traitor for myself, for what I believe in. So this is the most important thing for me.
Basil, you're coming, your area is called Musafer Yatat, which is where it was like a rural community, right? That was started to be taken away from the local people by the Israeli government. Under the excuse, if we may say so, being used as a military territory. This has been happening since a long time, right?
Yes, it has been going on since the beginning of the occupation, since the 67, since they first occupied our land. They had plans to how to steal more and more and more land. We as a Palestinians call it ongoing Nakba. It's in different ways, but it's the same goal, by taking, stealing more and more land and build more and more settlements and to expel us as Palestinians. And this is what we have been trying to explain to the world, especially the Western world, that they have to take action to stop this from going on. The Western governments in Italy, in Germany, in the US, in the UK, in France, they have to look at the reality, to look at the occupation, at the settlements, and they have to take serious actions and sanctions against it. Otherwise, it will not stop. We will not have any political solution without that. You keep militarize Israelis and give them all what all the power that they are asking, without conditions. And you see how, what they are using that. You see all the military aids, and you see where it's used today in Gaza to kill the children, to destruct 70% of the Gaza Strip. And we showed also in my community what's the Israeli army doing there, destroying homes, bathrooms, school, cutting water, electricity. What a work. Where is other base in the world that an army doing this and getting all the power from the world? This need to stop. We need to stop with a serious pressure. Otherwise,
Do you think that, I mean, both of you, do you think that a movie such yours in this specific historical moment can be an additional, like, push for a different conscience of the situation? Because, you know, I was born in the 60s. Since I'm a child, I knew about this, and, you know, the Palestinian and Israeli situation is there since I was a kid. And now it has become even more important and urgent. So maybe, do you think that this could be a help? Or
look, first of all, I completely agree with the way you describe this present moment. I think it's more urgent than ever right now. And if, as Basel said, if governments don't take action, if we do not change course, if we do not end the occupation and find a political solution, I don't know where this will lead. It's very, very terrifying for us. And we made this film to shout this to the world. Honestly, I don't know what kind of impact it will have. It's the first film that we are making, and this is now just premiering here in Germany, and you know, and it's a question we always ask ourselves, and we also raise it in the film. I think we try to talk about it in the film. What kind of action has meaning in the world? What can cause change? Does writing cause change? Does documenting cause change? If the only tool is the camera, is that really what will cause change? I think we don't know, right, Basel? I mean, I don't know. So
no, probably, yeah, probably you're right. I mean, it's right what you say. Probably just, you know, bit by bit, pieces by pieces, at some point, the measure is
maybe we this film is going to join sort of different waves of pressure that will come from different directions to end the occupation, to find a political solution, to reach a ceasefire in Gaza, to all of these things that are very, very important. And I don't know, because I also see things going today, unfortunately, the opposite direction, and we are not seeing action being taken. So
do you think that it's a fact because the politicians now, they don't have the will or the intention of say that they were wrong? Because, you know, it seems like a kind of a pride, and, you know, pride choices. So maybe we did a wrong choice, but we cannot say it. So we keep on going until, you know, the very end. This is what it seems from outside.
You know, I think especially it's so with the regards to the Biden administration. I think what the U.S. the U.S. support for Gaza I investigated the Gaza war, so I spoke to intelligence officers in Israel's military about the war. They were shocked from what they were asked to do. You know, killing hundreds of civilians for one attempt at an assassination strike, destroying all the universities, all of the schools, all clearly, you know, out even for the atrocity that Hamas make on October the 7th, you cannot respond to it with, you know, atrocities that are being committed for 134 days since. And I think that's, of course, Biden, I don't know, but I think more than that, it has to do with geopolitical interests. Yeah. If Russia is doing an aggression and Russia is in the team that is against you, then you will condemn it, and you will have the ICC and the ICJ, and you will allow them, and you will not veto the UN resolutions. But if it's somebody that is on your team, quote unquote, somebody that you are supporting militarily and morally, then suddenly you have a completely different set of values.
Yeah, even if now Biden is kind of pulling back a little bit, you know, saying this is too much.
I think for now they're just saying it. We also know that the Israeli government is planning to start a massive bombing campaign in Rafah, where you have 1.2 million Palestinians who are in tents. It's going to be a bloodbath. It's going to kill tens of thousands of people. And the world seems to still frame this as some sort of self-defense. It's not self-defense a long time ago. It's an attack that is killing tens of thousands of people, and it really, really needs to end. And I think the U.S. is condemning it. Perhaps Biden has his own interests because he has the political run and he wants to please, you know, Muslim and Arab voters in the U.S. But they are using words. They're not using actions. And the actions is what really matters in this sense.
Absolutely. Yeah. Listen, Basil, but the, I mean, the situation in the strip now, with these people that are like deployed from their own region areas to where? So, which is, on your opinion, the idea behind this? So they want the Palestinian people to move from some area to go to which area?
It depends who's evacuating them. If you're talking right now, the Israeli government, the plan of the government, of all the politicians that's coming to that controls this, they wanted to push us toward the Palestinian cities, the big Palestinian cities in area A, then to make like each city a siege around each of these cities, which is today there is like all the cities are closed, because they are like using the excuse of the war. And you have other more extreme right-wing settlers like Smotrich, who's a minister today. He's saying that we as Palestinians should not be there, not just the Jordanian part of Syria. And he was like hosted in Paris, like giving a speech with a map of Israel, where you have all Palestine from the river to the sea, and Jordan and part of Syria and Lebanon there. So it depends. Asking like this is the question not for me, for them. Like what's the end of this? Where we should go?
Which is a good question. Which is a very good question. Well, thanks a lot to you, Yuval Abraham and Basil Adra, directors, together with Rachel Tsar and Amadan Balal of No Other Land documentary here, and at the Berlinale Film Festival. Thanks a lot. I'm Angela Cherby for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred, 24/7 on Fred FM and smartphone app.